Sneaky husbands.
Two-timing wives.
Bad boyfriends.
And even worse girlfriends.
They thought they could get away with it.
But now,
they're about to get busted.
Good rule to remember, never cheat on your significant other.
Yes.
That's obvious.
They'll probably wake up if you try and do that. Whoa. My suggestion is at least cheat away from them.
Oh, you're taking this like physically.
Literally.
Well, that's what it means.
On top of them.
Yeah. That's a good rule.
As
maybe
talent.
Go into the next room.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Consider it.
I've learned this the hard way.
Oh, you did.
And if you don't do that, your story could be told on this segment, Busted, where listeners share the weird and hilarious ways they caught their exes cheating. So we've got a few people ready to tell us what's happened to them. Let's start with Aaron. Tell us how you busted your significant other.
Okay, so this happened in college. I had a feeling my boyfriend was cheating because he was just doing weird things like running errands at night, which is like an odd time to run errands since, I mean...
Or just a guy running errands in general. That's not what guys do.
Yeah. Especially in college.
Yeah. You want to go pick up stuff?
Okay.
But I was a little too afraid to confront him, so I was let me test him. And in his car, I opened the top mirror and I put purple sparkles in there. So I figured, obviously, a woman always opens that mirror to make sure her makeup's good or whatever.
In the passenger side, you mean?
Exactly, yeah,
that's brilliant.
Okay, because he wouldn't open it.
Yeah, if I can open it a little and see that the purple glitter is still there, maybe he's not cheating.
That is so smart. I hope everyone takes note of that. I feel like if I did this, though, it would just be purple glitter in there for 10 years.
Yeah.
No one rides with me.
So
what
happened?
Well, at first, a couple weeks go by and there was nothing. The purple glitter was still there. I was okay, maybe he's a good guy, and I'm overreacting.
I bet you felt bad.
Maybe he has no friends.
Yeah.
I did. I was wow, I have a good guy. What am I thinking? Why would I get in my head like that?
Oh, no.
But then I had a meeting after school with my professor, and we have the same professor. And I noticed that she has purple glitter all over her hair. Everywhere, down her shirt and everything.
No.
And I don't even know if she realizes.
My God. She was caught red-handed, but caught
purple
glitter.
Yeah. Or she's trying to help some poor student with an art project. And some girlfriend.
Okay, let's talk to Keith. Tell us how you busted your significant other.
Okay, so I got home from work early.
Okay.
And the dog was barking like crazy.
All right.
So I let him outside, no big deal.
Okay.
He's going bananas, and he goes up to a tree, and he's still barking at it. My wife at the time, she said it was probably a squirrel.
Oh, that makes sense. I get distracted by those things, too. Not a big deal.
So just ignore it. And I, pretty much did. Dog keeps on going on for 10 minutes,
Whoa.
I realized.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And it was starting to annoy me. And then the neighbors, I feel are starting to get annoyed as well. So
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Your dog barking for 10 minutes straight at this tree?
Yeah.
Exactly. So, go outside. Let's investigate, see what's up. My wife was saying, oh, no, sweetie, it's a squirrel. Don't worry about it. I'm let me just go check it out.
Yeah.
Or go shoo the squirrel away or something.
Exactly. Go outside, look up in the tree. Who should I see but a naked dude clutching the branches?
Oh, that's a big-ass squirrel.
Yeah.
I would just think it's some person on drugs that has found my backyard.
Brooke, what kind of shady neighborhood do you live in?
No one else.
For me, it's normal. I'm another naked guy.
Hi, naked guy.
So I freak out. I'm about to call the cops. My wife stops me and says, sweetie, it's the HVAC guy who came to repair some stuff in the house today.
What?
He was too hot from his work inside and needed to cool off.
No, come on.
So instead of just taking off his sweater or his jacket, he had to be completely naked.
Oh, my gosh.
As one would do.
Well, my HVAC guy does that for sure.
Yeah, okay.
And now every time I hear a barking dog in my neighborhood, I'm going to be naked guy's in a tree somewhere. All right, Tanya, we want to hear how you busted your significant other.
Hey, okay, so this is kind of a crazy story, but a few years ago, my mom got back into the dating game.
Oh, good job, Mom.
I don't like where this is going.
I was proud of her for getting back out there, and she'd tell me stories. Some were pretty funny, some were kind of cringy, but then she starts seeing this guy that she likes. You know, she's talking about how he's a great guy, and she wants me to give my opinion of him to her, so... Yeah. maybe I can go to a restaurant and you can just kind of run into us and you can text me what you think.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Reconnaissance work.
No pressure in meeting her family, yeah. But
it's really short.
You still get to meet him.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you do that?
I do what she says. She texts me where she is. So I show up in the restaurant and like his back is toward me, right? When I walk in. So I see my mom and she's laughing and she's having a good time.
Aw, cute.
And then this dude turns around. You guys, it was my boyfriend.
Whoa! Oh, wait, no. Boyfriend.
Yeah, I had just started dating this dude. So I'm just like, what are you doing having lunch with my mom? And so he just gets up and excuses himself to the restroom. My mom is super confused, but like neither of us ever heard from this dude again. He just peaced out the back.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I mean,
pretty bad.
He's got a type, doesn't he?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Going through that whole family tree.
Wow.
It's technically your fault for having good genes.
Yeah. All right. Well, hit up our text board, 78592. Yeah. If you have a funny story about how you caught your ex cheating, you could be on the next edition of Busted. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.